With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Iran locked in a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz, and today Iran fired on a ship trying to pass through. Escalating tensions further, the U.S. continues its blockade of Iranian ports. President Trump says that is something it will not end until Iran comes to terms with this country over the future of its nuclear program. And he also says that the U.S., with Iran's help, will eventually remove all leftover uranium from that country. A series of reported tornadoes has torn through the Midwestern U.S. Storms ripped roofs off of homes and left many roads impassable. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota have expressed relief that the storms did not result in a loss of life. In Wisconsin, homes are damaged and residents trapped in basements. Minnesota saw at least 30 homes damaged. On Wall Street Friday, a booming session. The Dow was up 868 points. This is SRN News. Also at SRNnews.com, a series of tornadoes left a lot of damage.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. So a lot of those states did have pretty widespread severe weather yesterday. Wind and hail were the most common reports. A lot of large hail, a lot of strong winds. But there were also several tornadoes scattered about within that corridor as well. So definitely an active day of severe weather yesterday across the middle part of the country.
China willing to take custody of any highly enriched uranium from Iran.
China is open to taking possession or downgrading some 970 pounds of enriched uranium that President Trump says must be removed from Iran as part of a deal to end the war. At the moment, it appears President Trump wants the U.S. to take custody of the material
that is Bernie Bennett reporting, and this is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their near future.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, "God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him." Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by voters and journalists, have become big news lately. That's because the races are hotly contested in many states as they've become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom, especially as it pertains to families and their children. The races have attracted a lot of attention to contentious districts. This is SRN News. A group of House Republicans rejected President Trump's request to renew a controversial surveillance program without revisions to the law.
The president wanted a clean 18-month extension of FISA, which U.S. spy agencies use to collect and analyze communications, without a warrant. Several Republicans pushed for greater protections for Americans and voted down the measure. They also rejected a middle-of-the-night compromise from the House Speaker, which some GOP lawmakers said wasn't strong enough. In the end, the House approved a temporary 2-week renewal of FISA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrat Representative Ro Khanna is blaming President Trump and the ongoing Iran war for $6 a gallon gas in the state of California, but an oil industry trade association says it's simply not true. It says it's high taxation in the Golden States leading to prices that high. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.